Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always my co-host.
Buongiorno.
Daniel. So today, this episode, we're talking about state of play, a few things about Tokyo Game Show, a developer named Fantastic, and then California, which is where we are stationed or where we're at, passed a law, and we'll talk about that as well. But before we do that, we'll talk about this, our week, how it's been. And for me, so I've been exercising, as you know, and I ran a mile nonstop, which I've never done before. I've not been able to run a mile nonstop. So now my next goal is running a half marathon. Ultimate goal is running a full marathon under 4 hours.
Sheesh.
Which is like, what, 9 minutes a mile? Or like a little, I'm allowed, it's like under 10 minutes a mile. That's my goal. We'll see where we go. But I don't know why. I know that like the older you get, running is not as good for you because your knees and stuff. But I would walk on the treadmill. I would do the incline, and then at some point I started like just jogging for like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. And then after the 5 minute mark, I just ran the full mile. I don't even know why. I ran past the 5 minute mark and I was like, I can still keep running. So I just kept running, hit the mile, and then I stopped. But I could have been running more probably. I feel like I need to lose the weight before I start running longer. I'll keep it up. What else? I played Astrobot, and I platinum it. Really good game. But it is, like, it's a fun game, don't get me wrong. It's not a serious game. And I think I want that. I want a serious game that's good like this. And for me, it might just be Monster Hunter, which I'll wait for next year for it. And what else? We went to a friend's like pre-wedding, and people tried to convince me to go back to WoW. I don't know. I went back home that day, and I almost bought it. I stopped myself though, because I knew I'm not gonna like. I don't know. It's gonna be hard for me to pick it up again. But once I do, it's an easy ball to get rolling.
I'm assuming Addison doesn't play it though.
No, but he used to. He used to, and he told me that he got his two brothers to play it, but he still hasn't started playing it. But he has other games that he like picks up, but his PlayStation died finally. So he's planning on not getting a PS4 or a PS5 Pro because it just like he spends too much time on it. And he's a dad. He needs to spend time with his kids. And then what else for me? That was it. I mean, the biggest thing was I planned them Astrobot, and then I ran a whole mile. I mean, I've done it multiple times now, so I know it wasn't just a fluke. I've done it 4 times, so I'm gonna keep it up. But yeah, what about you?
TwitchCon.
Oh wow!
The last one is not the last one for me, but I went to TwitchCon. Damn, I saw a lot of people, but I only want to take pictures of, I don't want to like take pictures of people I don't really watch.
But like, you know them.
Yeah, I know them, but.
So like, I feel like I understand where you're coming from because I'm the same way. Like if I don't really watch the person, I don't want to like bug them, you know, for like a photo and stuff. But I also feel like that's part of my anxiety, like social anxiety. So I think I have to go out there more often and do that stuff. Like, there's a TikTok that I watch of a guy in Japan who asks strangers, like, "Hey, can you record me?"
Yeah, konnichiwa.
Yeah, and then he does that, and I'm like, dude, I would never have the balls to do that shit. That's so embarrassing.
It's not that crazy.
It doesn't seem that crazy, but to me, it's like unfathomable.
It's crazy because like I think of. Whenever I watch Impractical Jokers,
yeah,
and they put them in weird situations, I'm like, I don't give a fuck, dude. Like, yeah. I don't care.
But to me, like, it's cringe, dude. Like, I hate, like, people that are not aware of a joke being in on, like, in the joke. Like, it makes me cringe hard.
This is the final. This is what I fucking realized. My fucking short years in life here. It doesn't fucking matter, dude. Life is fucking short, dude. Doesn't fucking matter, dude.
But if it happens to me, I don't mind. But it, like, it
doesn't fucking matter.
Other people, it I don't know, it bothers me.
Life is too fucking short.
But
life is too fucking short.
I don't know. It just bothers me. But it's hard. But I feel like I need to, like, break out of that.
Because I was talking to a mutual friend of ours. We both have a mutual friend of ours, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
He has a friend that passed away. That friend was good at Marvel. And I have a friend that passed away that was good at Marvel, too. And we were talking. I was like, damn, dude, it's kind of sad, huh? Like they don't get to play Marvel, you know?
Yeah.
And life's too short, dude. That, I don't know. In the end, life's too short. It doesn't really fucking matter.
It really is, though. I mean, like, I'm 37 and I, like, there's still so much I'm learning, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not long enough.
That's what kind of saddens me whenever I see the Marvel collection. Because, you know, they're not here to play it.
Yeah, it reminds you of him.
They would have enjoyed it, for sure. Yeah, life's too short. So I don't... Eating healthy? I don't know, dude. I made a weird... Like, especially after I get... I don't know, man. Like, if I were to pass away now, I think I'd be okay. I'd be content. I feel like I tried to do everything that I wanted to do. So, I got no regrets. I mean, I wish I could have done... Wish I could have went harder, but...
But I mean, like, it's not... I don't know the circumstances, but I feel like it's not too late. Like, for me, I had my stroke, you know? Like, it doesn't mean that it was the end for me, but, like, it could have been much worse, where, like, I could have been in a position where I wouldn't be able to do things on my own anymore, you know? And so it put me in a spot where it's like, no, I need to change, like... Even though I feel comfortable with what I've done, I've traveled. I haven't traveled everywhere I want to. You know, I can still live longer and enjoy things still. So I'm going to push myself to try to be better and do that. So, but yeah. So, like, I mean, I'm okay with it if it happens, but I know I can push myself. So I'm going to be pushing myself. Go for that marathon. But yeah, what else from TwitchCon?
Next year will be the last one for me.
But yeah, I think I've talked to you about it, but I'm down to go with you next year. Just because, I I'm trying to break out of my, like, social anxiety. I need to go out more and just talk to people.
Yeah.
So.
I was talking to some random people at the after party. Because it was weird because, you know, well, I mean, I knew people there, but I pretty much went solo. So, yeah, I did talk to some... random people, but I mean, it TwitchCon is what you make out of it. Like, it's you doing the networking.
I feel like networking for Twitch in general, like, that's the biggest thing. Yeah. Like, you gotta put yourself out there.
What I didn't like about this one, this TwitchCon, is they had this like mentorship thing they did 2 TwitchCons ago, where you group up with a partner and they talk about their advice and stuff. They didn't have something like that. They had, like, panels and stuff, but damn, I'm gonna be brutally honest, dude. Like, I know, like, a lot of these panels are informational and they try to give you advice. To be honest, though, it's a mixture of, like, luck, and you gotta be good, dude. You gotta be entertaining, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they stress that. They stress that anyone can do it, and I feel like it leads people to the wrong path. I don't know. It is what it is.
I agree with you, though. But yeah,
it's there's some luck involved into it, and it's skill too. Like,
anything else for you?
TwitchCon, the wedding thing, just eating healthy. Fuck, man, it's such a...
like, that wedding, are you eating?
That wedding reception,
yeah,
is like the first time, like, fucking I ate fucking well. So I don't eat salt that much now.
Okay.
And I don't eat I really don't eat carbs. Like, it's literally, like, I go to this restaurant, this fish restaurant. It's double salad, a healthy dressing, grilled whatever, salmon or trout. And that's almost everything I eat. And it's usually, I only eat once a day, usually. But I need to change it because I feel like I do get hungry. I might have to add, like, chicken, maybe eat twice a day. But I don't eat carbs, man. It's fucking, it's no salt.
I mean, it sucks, but have you thought about calorie counting?
No.
Like, I wasn't precise with it. I just, like, weighed it, and I looked for foods that were similar when I made it. So, like, chicken, and I grilled it. So, I looked for grilled chicken, and I was just like, I have, you know, 10 ounces of this chicken. And then I just put it in there. It's like, hey, that's roughly, like, 250 calories. Perfect. And then I would add, like, rice or potatoes or something on the side to make it more. And normally around 500 calories was my meal. And I would eat three times a day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And it kept me satisfied. And even still to this day, I do the same thing, but I don't count anymore. I just make the meals. And I know roughly, like, the portions I was making. So I make the same amount of portions and stuff. So, yeah.
Food's like... Food is fucked, man. I think. Like... It's designed to make you eat more, and...
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's, like, corporations, like, food companies are doing that to us. Because they want us to spend more money.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to eat healthier. That's the thing. So, I could still eat.
Yeah, I mean, I was eating whatever I wanted. If I wanted a slice of pizza, I'd have to count for, like, you know, 200 calories a slice. So, two slices or something.
Man, I can't even think about eating pizza. Holy shit. Like, anytime in the near future, fuck.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, but I think it's your body catches up with you.
Yeah.
So, like, I've been eating unhealthy this whole time. So, I mean, thank God I don't drink or smoke. Fuck, man. That compounds it like crazy. Drinking and smoking. Smoking, fuck, so bad for you.
Yeah, I was talking to a coworker who I found out runs marathons, dude. Sub, like, 3.5 hours. And he was just like, do you smoke? And I was like, no. And he's like, all right, then you're better off than a lot of these people. And I'm like, okay. I guess smoking is, like, a huge, like... issue for runners.
Yeah, eating healthy. Fuck, once a fucking... I eat a lot more raw vegetables and raw.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah. Nothing really processed.
I can't do a raw broccoli, though. I have to see that shit.
Nothing processed. Like, hot dogs are probably one of the worst things you could ever eat, man. It's, like, high in sodium. It's just ultra-processed food. Grinded. Meat. Fuck. Yeah. Sucks. Eating healthy sucks. But if I die, I die, dude. If I die, I die.
Don't be so negative. All right. So we'll just jump into it then for the topics. We'll start with, I guess, state of play. So there were a few different announcements. I'm only going to stick to the ones I know, if you want to mention any that you know. But for me, the first one, I tried to go in order, but I think I, like, messed it up later on. Astrobot DLC. They've announced, I think it was, like, some speedrun levels and then 10 new bots. So I'm going to be able to play again. I don't know if they... do they add trophies to DLCs usually?
Sometimes.
We'll see. I feel like it's not big enough of an update to add trophies, but we'll see. But I'm probably going to play it just because I picked it up and I platinum already. Pretty good game. I probably put, like... 15 hours into the game to platinum it, so wasn't too bad. And then they've already announced it, Monster Hunter Wilds, but they released they have a release date, February 28th, 2025. And I've been having an itch to get back into Monster Hunter, but I do want to, like, hold off until the new one comes out, but we'll see. I'll probably still play the old one. Soul Reaver 1 and 2 remastered. That's interesting. I remember playing the first one. I kind of dropped it off from there, but I'd be interested to see in playing that game again. Hell Is Us. This is like a, what was it? Action adventure, horror? I don't know how to explain it, but it looks interesting. So I'm interested in playing it. And then my RPG self wanted to mention some of those games. So we had Lunar Remastered, the Remastered Collection. So that's a JRPG, a classic one. So I'd be interested in playing that one. And then we had a new RPG, Archeage Chronicles, which, I mean, I'm all for like the new age RPGs, so I'm really willing to try that one. They had, so there's a game that I was interested in when I first saw it, and then I realized it wasn't one that I'm gonna play. It's Metro Awakening. It was a VR game. So the Metro series I've liked so much, and then when they announced VR, I'm like, I'm probably not gonna play it unless it comes out for like the what is it, the Oculus version, so Steam. I won't be able to pick it up. And then they had Ghost of Yote, which is part of the series of the Ghosts, part of the Ghost series, and it looks interesting. I think I'm gonna have to play the first one, which is free on PS Plus, and then probably continue on with this story. And then I wasn't going to mention it, but I did. I was interested in buying one of the chromatic colors. They had like blue, purple, and like a greenish color. And then I brought that up because you mentioned the PlayStation Pro or the PS5 Pro has PlayStation color theme ones. People were talking shit on the PS5 Pro. And then they released this, like, hey, we're having a classic color edition. And everyone's like, oh, wait, maybe it is good. What do you think about that? Just a color scheme can change people's mind.
I personally don't care. I like the controller. I actually might pick up the controller, but it's just, to me, I mean, they could do that with the PS2 colorways. I don't, to me, I don't really care about that nostalgia.
Well, because The difference was the PS1, because the PS2, PS3, and PS4 were all black, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, they could just do a... I mean,
PS2 is, like, black-blue. They could do that.
Yeah, like the blue hint or whatever. Hint of blue.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't care. It's still shitty.
You say you don't care, but you're going to pick up the...
I said I might. I didn't say I'm going to.
I mean, that's more interesting than you showed with any of the colors.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say about that? About the, all that?
Well, I did play Monster Hunter.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. You played at TwitchCon.
Yeah. Yeah. You had to, like, reserve a time.
And... I'm jealous. But it feels like Worlds?
Yeah. It feels like Worlds. Worlds 1.5. Nothing too crazy. Ghosts of Yotai. I've played
Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, a little bit. It's okay. It's better than other PlayStation games. I know what my taste in games are. It's more like the FromSoft. It's not like, it doesn't hit that Sekiro. Because, I'm going to always compare it to Sekiro.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's cool. It's fun. I mean... It's not too hard, and it's chill.
It doesn't have, like, that fluid motion for fighting?
No, it's just, like, how could I explain it? It's okay. It's not difficult.
Okay.
It's just not difficult. It's not challenging. That's...
Well, challenging. I mean, like, we're realizing, like, the older we get, we don't care about these challenges anymore, you know? Like, before...
No, I still do.
Well, it's very specific for you, though. Because, like, I talked about, like, Elden Ring.
It was so put an example when I was playing Monster Hunter and the world, the wilds, Outer Wild or whatever
the new
was
one,
we're fighting the hardest monster, and we're fighting. I'm like, man, this is not that hard. Like in my head, I'm like, this is not that fucking hard. And three of the guys fainted, and I'm just like, my tasting like old school Monster Hunter had, like is difficult, but Freedom Unite. But this was, I was like, this is not that hard.
But also, I mean, you have experience with this game.
Yeah, it's still, but
you've gone through like iterations
like,
of this.
What's like difficult is like the behemoth. Like I tried to solo that. That is difficult. Like that's what I guess was like more. So,
but I mean, this was just the demo. So like we don't know for sure yet. And I'm pretty sure they're not going to go all out on the demo.
Of course not.
Because I feel like they've done that before, and it was almost off putting for me because I couldn't like even touch the. I think it was a Nargacuga at the time. For the demo, that was considered the hardest monster in the demo. I couldn't even touch that guy, and now it's like my favorite monster to fight. So, and I hope Lagicris comes back. But moving on, we had the Tokyo Game Show as well, and I only have one thing. I chose this because I thought you'd be interested in it. Death Stranding 2 got mentioned, but no release date yet.
Well, they just 2025 and 40% complete. That's the only info that we have. That's crazy. It's only 40% complete. It's gonna come out.
I just think it's funny, like the percent 25. Thing. Because what was it with not Uncharted? What was it? God of War? Was it
Last of Us?
Last of Us. Yeah, we were talking to someone in Santa Monica Studios, and he was just like, "Yeah, it's this much complete." I don't know. I think that's so funny. And then there was a game that came out called The Day Before. The game that wasn't even released. It was a demo called The Day Before, which was a survival horror action shooter by a company called Fantastic. They flubbed that thing because they showed footage of like a really nice game, and then when they had the demo out, people were like, there's so many issues with this game and it looks nothing like what you showed, and it ended up being a bad thing. They had to refund everyone's money. They went under. Now they're back with a new game, which they haven't announced yet, but they said that they're doing a Kickstarter for this new game. Personally, I don't know how these guys are going to make it because I am not going to help them out. They've already had a chance. They flubbed it hard. So what do you think? Would you? If it was a game they were interested in and then they failed hard on that thing and they're like, hey, we're coming back. Would you help them out?
I don't know.
If they were like, hey, we're trying to make... With this comeback, they're like, we're trying to make Bloodborne 2.
Oh, well, if it's like a FromSoft, yeah. If there's a track record, yes.
Okay. But what if there wasn't?
Brand new? I don't know, man.
What if it was like the... what was it called? The Pinocchio one. Liza P. What if like that one like failed hard and they're like, hey, we're going to try again. But you probably wouldn't have been able to play it, though. You have played Liza P. But imagine not being able to play it and then getting a hint of, like, you know, another like type of Souls game. And then they're like, hey, give us another chance, please.
I don't know.
It's very, like, circumstantial.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how long they took for the Day Before game, but I feel like it happened so fast and they were just like, they gave up so fast. So I'm worried like they don't put enough effort behind it. Even if it's a bad reputation, they won't put enough effort to it. So I personally am not going to help them, but we'll see what happens with that. I really don't think they're going to even hit a goal, the first goal. But we'll see. And then I have one more topic. I don't know if you want to bring anything up before I bring up this topic. All right. So the last one is California passed a law banning digital storefronts from using the words buy or purchase unless the customers are informed that they don't own the media that they're purchasing. This includes movies, games, and music. I actually don't know about music, but I'm pretty sure music too. If you're buying digital versions of these things, you don't own that game. You don't own that movie. They can be taken away from you. Even though you have it like on an account, it could be removed from the account because of copyright issues. You know, like they license a character and then they don't own that license anymore. They can't sell the movie and they can't show the movie apparently either. Same thing with games. Deadpool was one we had talked about. How do you feel? I mean, it's always been a thing. It's just no one's ever talked about it. And California is now passing a law making it where they have to let us know that we don't own that.
That's good. I mean, it's accurate, so.
I know, but I think things are going to happen where they're going to reword things. They're going to be, it's going to be so hard to understand to, like, for them just to say, like, oh, you don't own this, but go ahead and buy it. Or they're going to, I don't know. I feel like, I know that it's a good thing because it's like that everywhere. If you buy it in Washington, it's the same thing. But I feel like it's going to affect California specifically. It's going to be very hard to start getting more digital games. Which, I mean, to me, isn't an issue. But there are games that are digital only.
It's not going to be hard. It's not going to stop them. I don't know. Just the wording is going to be different. It's not going to stop them. People are not going to stop being like, okay, like, the wording of this is weird. I'm not going to buy it. Like,
but I also think it's not going to stop. Like, I mean, I'm not against it, but pirating, it's just going to make it more prevalent. In the next year, probably. Just because, like, it's fresh news, I think it's going to start. People are going to start talking about this law, talking about pirating, and it's going to become a big issue. Watch. What do you think?
It'd be a small uptick. It's not going to be people by the droves aren't going to be like, oh, I'm going to start pirating shit.
No, because, like, I feel also a lot of people don't have the knowledge to pirate, I would say. But I do think it's going to be a big news in social media and talking on the news. They'll be talking about like, oh, this is going to bring pirating back. That's what I was trying to get at. Not that it's going to be a big thing, but that it's going to be talked about as a big thing. No. Is this going to bring it back?
No.
No? You think our podcast gets pirated? I mean, I'm sure people download it from somewhere.
Yeah.
Just to listen to it offline, which I don't mind. I mean, we're honestly not making money off of this.
Sheesh.
Haven't run a single ad. I think we tried with Karosh. I remember he had signed up for a program where like they just say like, hey, just mention us and we'll, depending on how many listens you got, we'll pay you, and I don't think anything came of that.
I mean, now's the time to sign up for TikTok. I don't know if you got the invite. TikTok gaming. It's like open to everyone.
Oh, really?
Streaming.
I did not get the invite, but I have to check to see if I can.
TikTok.
TikTok is the new one.
Will it get banned? With the DJI drones.
The thing is, again, like I know that you can stream on TikTok, but you can't just rely on streaming. You're going to have to make clips because like TikTok does a great job of pushing those videos, especially if like you get that wave of like, you know, it keeps pushing it. If you keep hitting like the metrics that they want, which I, as of now, I don't know what they are because there's videos that I've gotten like hundreds of thousands of views for me, but it's only gotten 1,000 likes, you know? And there's videos I've gotten like 1,000 likes, but it's gotten like only like 2,000 views.
There's so, like four videos that always do well for me. The Wu-Tang Clan concert. Wu-Tang's for the kids. Mm-hmm. Shows the kids in the concert. Number two is the Persona 3 party that I made. My dream casting of Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow. Like, who? I think that's the one that gets me the most profile views, because I constantly get profile views, and it's because of that fan casting. And then what's the fourth video that's always giving me views? There's a fourth video that's always giving me views, but there's four videos that constantly.
I have one video that's constantly getting views and likes, and it has to do with my tattoo healing. I did a tattoo healing process. I made like four or five videos, and like three of those videos, like every day I get like a few likes from it. So it slowly grows. And I think just recently I got new comments on it. And the comments are always like, what if I do this? And my video is only talking about using a lotion, and they're over here talking about other things. I'm like, bro, like, you have to ask your artist for that. You know, I can't be answering your like the issues you have. I'm showing you specifically what I do. I still answer their questions and stuff. So
TikTok Live.
What is your experience with TikTok so far?
I mean, I haven't posted, and it's residual.
Right, right.
Constantly getting profile views, constantly, constantly.
I think what you get monetized after a certain amount.
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I know that like the standard live is 1,000 subs.
I think I've only made, I'm not monetized, but I have like $5. I've made $5.
That was probably before TikTok, like they changed the rules, because I think now it's like you can only, I think you only make money off of like 60-minute long or 60-second long videos, 1 minute. If it's not longer than that, it won't monetize.
All I know is the Costco guys are making millions. Sheesh.
It's funny to see like the expansion of certain people. Like the Costco guys, you would assume was only Costco, and now they're breaking into like the streaming industry. Well, not the industry, but like, you know, they're becoming friends with streamers and on their streams as well. So they're expanding, dude. So, I mean, like, good for them, because that's obviously what you got to do. You can't just stay on TikTok forever, because TikTok won't last forever. Even though it feels like it, it will not last forever. Just like Facebook felt like it wasn't last forever. MySpace felt like it wasn't last forever. Vine felt like it was going to last forever. But all these places just, like, they eventually die out. Because what they want to do is make more money, and eventually it doesn't work out for the consumer, and they move on to the next biggest thing.
Just don't be like the kick streamers and go to TwitchCon and
I know, dude. Actually, let's talk about drama. That.
Create drama.
That's crazy, dude. All like a whole bunch of kick streamers were causing issues at TwitchCon. Like calling fools out for certain things or just bugging people.
Clout chasing.
Yeah. But like the thing is like I feel like it's that thing where like where Twitch streamers talk about like, oh, anyone can do this. Anyone can come big off of this. Like people have gotten big off of clout chasing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Mischief is one of the biggest ones. And then, I mean, Ice Poseidon got huge off of that. But like we don't talk about him.
Greek God.
Greek God, too, which actually I haven't seen him forever.
Yeah, I know.
What happened to that guy? I'm pretty sure he's still streaming, though. It just doesn't pop up on myself anymore.
I've seen Sam Pepper show up.
He's the one that did something with crypto?
I don't know.
Sam Pepper.
British dude?
Yeah. I think that was the one. And yeah, and all these people are the ones that got famous off of other people's streams.
I've been watching the CEO of Twitch picking up ladies. Have you seen him do that? That's his thing.
But it was I think he spins them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a TikTok trend. But you said that there is one that he spun and dropped them.
Yeah. But I think he picked up Amaranth. There was a couple streamers I wanted to meet, like Chibidoki. I wanted to meet a lot of VTubers. I wanted to meet Iron Mouse, because, you know,
yeah, Iron Mouse
broke the record, you know.
But she was most subs. She's always there on the monitor.
She broke the record most sub, and she noticed me.
So. Notice me, senpai. Yeah, that's crazy, dude. Because, like, I feel like what Ludwig, he like, purposely went after that goal, and he got it.
Mm-hmm.
And then XUC never really, like, actually tried, but he ended up, you know, still being up there. And then Iron Mouse didn't even try and just broke through that ceiling, dude. It was insane.
No, she did a subathon. That's why how she broke it.
But also for she was donating, like,
but her the way her terms of subathon was is like the way it was, her subathon is like kept on going and made it so like people subscribe. You subscribe to her, it adds more time to her. Oh. So she hasn't expired. Her time is not expired yet, man. And so you keep on adding it. She's going to stream forever.
Oh, but I mean, she's, like, I saw,
but she sleeps still.
Yeah, I saw a recent stream and she was sleeping. So like she had like a friend stream on while she was sleeping. So it shows her character sleeping. And
the, so what's crazy is, you know, I don't really watch Iron Mouse like that. And one day I was like, you know, let me watch her real quick. And her, I guess it's her, someone in her team. And man, I was like, dude, this is a good streamer. Like it wasn't Iron Mouse, but it was the girl. She was babysitting Iron Mouse. Like Iron Mouse was getting ready.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, she, like the way she was like talking and stuff. I was like, she's top tier, man. Like, I don't know who she was, too. Fuck. Yeah.
They're all VTubers, like, pretty much.
God, I was like, man, she's really good. She's like, she's really entertaining. Like, more entertaining than Iron Mouse, which is sad to say. But
yeah, but Iron Mouse is the one who's up top. He's on top.
Hey, shout outs to Iron Mouse, dude, for noticing me, dude. I'll never forget that. that came out of nowhere too. I was like, what the fuck?
You thought you were gonna raid her and that was it?
Well, I mean, I had a lot of people and I was like, yeah, she's not gonna notice.
Yeah, I know. But just do it anyways.
And it's like, damn, shit,
that's cool.
But yeah, I'm gonna have to start streaming again, but I want to like get like into the rhythm of healthiness.
Yeah, yeah.
And then once I get into the rhythm, then
I feel like I'm in that rhythm, so I'm in a good spot. I just gotta keep pushing myself, because like, I mean, I'm already starting to, I not feel it, but I feel like it's going to happen in the future where I'm going to get tired of running, because, like, it's not fun. When I'm in, the moment running, I everything in my body is telling me to stop running. Like, why are you doing this? But I just push myself, because I'm not going to get any better if I don't run, or if I don't just, like, keep moving. Main goal is to get, 20,000 steps. I think right now my goal is 15,000, but I try to make it 20. And then on top of that, that's every day. And then on top of that, I need to work out as well. So, gonna be pushing myself. You got anything else? All right, guys.
TwitchCon next year.
Next year.
Oh, yeah, man, dude. If you ever see me at TwitchCon, say what's up, dude. The second time someone saw me, they're like, we made eye contact, and I don't know what you look like. Shit.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, you know who I am. I don't know who you are.
It's like, bro, say what's up, dude. I think it's because there's two things. Either I'm very unapproachable looking, and the last boss is, I saw you at TwitchCon, but was in a rush. Made eye contact, though. It was hot. And me, I put the sad penguin, like, bro, like, come on, man.
I feel like you do have like a resting face that doesn't look friendly. And like, unless you're talking about a topic that you'd like and you're smiling, you almost always have like that resting face that doesn't look friendly. So it's like, I would see you and be like, oh, he's not happy. I should not talk to him. I should not approach him. That's probably what it was.
I have to admit, though, at TwitchCon, I was like point A, point B. I was just I wasn't like messing around, hanging around. I was just like, I gotta go.
You mapped it out, and you're just like, I gotta go here and then here and then here.
Oh, the after party was kind of whack.
But that, so the thing is, it's crazy. So this is the thing that where they rented out or like closed off, what was it, like the Gaslamp district?
Mm-hmm.
And so that, first of all, is huge, big deal.
Yeah.
On top of that, you told me that restaurants were paid to give out free food.
Yes.
That's insane.
Yeah, a lot of money was spent, I think.
That's crazy. I mean, like, that's... Don't get me wrong. Like, it's cool, but I feel like it's unnecessary. Mm-hmm. Like, you could have just, like, given discounts. You know, just ask people, like, hey, can you guys give discounts to these people that are going to be here on this day?
Which is funny because, like, I think in their mind, it's... That was probably cheaper than, because I'm thinking about 2 years ago, a Megan Thee Stallion concert.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, I mean, overall, yeah, it probably is way cheaper.
Yeah, so.
You know, because Megan Thee Stallion alone is like, what, a couple million dollars? And then depending on how long you want her for, is fucking skyrocket through the roof. And then she's bigger now, so like if they want to pick her up now, even more money.
Mm-hmm. It's always a drop ball. I always think, why don't they ever... Do T-Pain. He streams. Like, I know he's kind of not like relevant as much, but he still has hits. Like, yeah, it would still be popping.
That would be like, that would be actually cool. Like, because he's a streamer, so bring him out to play music and mm-hmm. talk about how he streams. Like, it's two stones, one bird. It's perfect.
Yeah. I feel bad for the Twitch DJs because there's a lot of like, I guess, DJing
mm-hmm.
and just. Damn, if you're, I don't know, no one was really like, I don't know, if you're a Twitch DJ, rough.
I mean, there's TikTok DJs where like in the beginning, they were getting big, they don't even show up on my feed anymore, but that's my For You page, so it's always changing, so I'm pretty sure everyone's doing the same thing, but I haven't seen any of theirs, so I wonder if they're still up and running still. All right, I think we're going to call it here. So thank you guys for listening. Catch you guys on the next one. Peace.